It's a Schlossen and honor to be here today, as I say every week. One of the highlights of my week is to be with you and to talk Divrei Torah. This week's Parsha, Parsha's Toldos, so many things to talk about. But we're going to do like we always do. We're going to ask a couple of questions, and then we're going to come out with that major yesod, that major foundation point that we could bring into our lives in a very real way. The Torah tells us in Perichov, hey, Pasuk Yitet, Ve'ele told us Yitzchak, men Avraham, Avraham holidet Yitzchak. And these are the offspring of Yitzchak, the son of Avraham, and Avraham had Yitzchak. Rashi, right in the beginning, says, Elu told us Yitzchak, Yaakov ve'Esav hamur miparsha. Yaakov and Esav, which we're going to speak so much about in this week's Parsha. And we know that Yitzchak and Rivka, Rashi tells us, the famous Medrash, that Yitzchak was 40 years old, and Rashi does a whole calculation that Rivka was 3 years old, and then she got married, and then they had children. But first, as we know, Rivka was an Akara. She could not have children. Vayeser lo Hashem. Vatar Rivka Ishto. Rashi brings down Lenoach Ishto, Ze Omeid Bezavet Ze, that Yitzchak stood in that corner, Umispalel, Vizu Omedes Bezavet Zu, and Rivka stood in that corner. Quoting down from Bereishis Rabbah, Tzadi Gimel, Hey, and we know the Gemara in Brachos tells us that everyone should daven for each other. Such a beautiful idea, that if someone's going through the same difficulty, we see it right away in this week's Parsha, how Rivka and Yitzchak each obviously davening for each other. And they had a child, and they had children. But the Torah goes on and says, Vayitratzu habanim bikirba, and the children were crushed within her. Vatomer imkein lama ze'anochi, vatelech lidrosh es Hashem. And Rivka said to herself, if so, why is it that I am? And she went to inquire of Hashem. Vayitratzu, Rashi brings down the famous Medrash, which are taught as children. What does it mean? Mahi ritzitza zu. What is this crushing? Imkein lama ze anochi, says Rashi, quoting from the Medrash, that whenever they passed the house of Shem ve'Ever, Yaakov would run out. And whenever they passed the place of Avodah Zarah, Esau would run out. Vatomer lama ze anochi. And question number one is, what does this mean? Lama ze anochi. Why is it that I am? So Rashi says, why is it that I am? Lama ze anochi. Why am I desiring and praying for this pregnancy? It's so difficult. However, the other Rishonim and the other Achronim try to understand this very complicated pasuk. What is Rivka saying? Lama ze anochi? Why is it I? And then she goes to Dorish et Hashem. Question one. Furthermore, we know the famous Gemara in Nidon, Daf Lamed Amud Aleph. The Gemara says that a child is learning with a Kaddish Baruch Hu. So why in this Medrash would Yaakov want to get out? I know he wants to learn, he's Shem Aver. But what's greater than learning with the Ribbono Shel Olam, the Malach? We know when you come out, you get a little hit underneath the nose and you lose all the Torah. First of all, what's that Medrash about? What's that Gemara in Nida talking about? Why do you need to learn Kol HaTorah Kula and then you forget it? And furthermore, why did Yaakov have to get out? He was learning with the Kaddish Baruch Hu. We'll call that 1B. It's interrelated. Then we know Yaakov and Esav are born. Chafhei, chafhei, 25. Good way to remember. Ve'atzei harishon edmoni kulo kaderes seyar ve'yikru shemo Esav. The first one was very hairy. Why are you telling me that he's very hairy? Okay. Ve'yikru shemo Esav. Ve'achrei kein yasa achi v'yado ochezes ve'ikav Esav ve'yikru shemo Yaakov. And then afterwards, the other child, the other twin, was grabbing onto the heel, and he is called Yaakov. Why is the Torah giving us a description of how Esav looked? And furthermore, why is Yaakov's name that he's grabbing onto the heel? Yaakov, that's what his essence is. Lastly, question three. Again, so much to talk about. In Parakha Vav, we know if you look through the Torah, very interesting. Last week's Parsha, Parsha's Chayisara, talked about Avram acquiring Maris HaMachpelah after the death of Sarah. Before Parsha's Chayisara, Vayera, talking about Avraham and the Chesed and Akedas Yitzchak, but there's very little literature about Yitzchak. Yitzchak, in Torah Shebaal Peh there is, but in Torah Shebaal Chesav, the only time that we know anything about Yitzchak is in Parakha Vav. And it talks about in Parakha Vav, it talks about the fight of the whales. And the question is, why is there not more about Yitzchak? When the Rambam, we spoke about this a couple weeks ago, when the Rambam talks about, in the beginning of Hilchos Avodah Zarah, which is strange for the Rambam to go into history, because Mishnah Torah is about all the Gemaras and codifying all the Halachas. And the Rambam in Perikah, in the beginning of Avodah Zarah, goes through the history, and it goes through, talks about Avram, and then it has four words about Yitzchak, that he had this idea of the Be'ers. Why is there such little literature about Yitzchak? So again, let's just chazer over. Question one is, Vayidratzu habanim b'kirba, lama zeh anochi. Rivka said, why is this I? What does that mean? Why is this I? The language is very unclear. And furthermore, why are we learning Kol HaTorah Kula with that angel? And why did Yaakov specifically try to get out? He was learning Torah with the Malach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Furthermore, we're learning about Yaakov and Esav. What was this fight? What is a Yaakov? Yaakov's grabbing onto the heel. Esav is hairy. What is this fight? And this fight is still going on between us, Klal Yisrael, the Yaakovs, and the Esavs. What is this fight about? And lastly, why do we only have one parak, a couple psukim, about Yitzchak? Why is there such little information about Yitzchak? So I remember that when me and my wife went to go get a sonogram for our first child, again, Vayidratzu habanim b'kirba. So Rivka, they didn't have sonograms back then. Can you even imagine? I told my Bachim, can you even imagine that so many years ago, they didn't even have internet? Can you imagine the world without internet? So they didn't have sonograms back in the day. So Rivka didn't know what was going on. As the Medrash we said, that every time she passed by Shein Ve'Iver, it would be a kick. And then whenever she passed by Avodah Zarah, there would be a kick. So I was saying that I had a story that when we had our first sonogram for the baby, I wanted to know what it was. And my wife didn't. So I remember looking at my wife and saying, I know. And she looking back at me, says, how do you know? And I said, I know. She said, let me ask you a question. I'm like, yeah. I don't know if you heard, but the lady said to us that when it says female, it's not referring to the baby, it's referring to me. So I said, really? I said, why would that be? So she said, other men also have sonograms. And I said, men don't have sonograms? Men don't have babies? I mean, not yet, but men don't have babies. And the truth is that the female, I was right, because we did have a girl. Our first one was a girl, so I was right. But a couple years later, I hurt my arm. And I went to the hospital, and they gave me a sonogram. So I finally knew what she was talking about. But they didn't have sonograms. So what does this mean, lama ze anochi? What was Rivka saying? So Rashi says, I'm going through such pain. It's so difficult. We know childbirth, going through labor is so difficult. One of the curses that Chava got, that it was going to be so difficult. But the Kli Yakar says something deep. He says, the language of lama ze anochi. Why is this I? Lama ze anochi. So it says the Kli Yakar, the great Rav from Prague, Freiin Lenchard, he was the great Rav, right after the Maharal. And he says, my husband is one of the Gevented Mincha. He knew Kol HaTorah Kula. He went through Akedas Yitzchak. My father-in-law is Avraham. She has good yichus. Lama zeh anochi. Why is this happening to me? My husband, my father-in-law, my mother-in-law. They found a Kadosh Baruch Hu. They realized there has to be a Kadosh Baruch Hu in the world. And I believe in it also. And I come from a house, as we spoke about last week. I come from a house of Avodah Zarah, but nevertheless, Chesed. They're continuing the Chesed of Rivka. And Lama Zeh Anochi, I just want to have Frumkeit in my house. I want to bring the Ribbono Shel to every area in my life. Lama Zeh Anochi. Why is this happening to me that I have... Maybe I have a schizophrenic, a person that wants to keep Judaism, but he can't. He's having a hard time. Lama zeh anochi. The Vilna Gaon says a beautiful idea similar to this. He says, Lama zeh anochi. Why do you say anochi? Where's anochi? Why are you saying Lama zeh anochi? Because it says anochi. What is anochi? Anochi Hashem Elokecha. The first of the Aseres Adibros. Rivka is saying, why is this child not fulfilling the first of the Aseres Adibros of believing in HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Then what did she do? She went to be Doresh et Hashem, says Rashi. What does it mean to be Doresh et Hashem? She went to Yeshiva Shem Ve'Ever. Because whenever you don't know something, you go to Yeshiva Shem Ve'Ever. However, comes along the Kli Yakar, and comes the Vilna Gaon also, they explain this. Es Hashem. We know the Gemara tells us in Baba Kama, in different places, that the great Rav Nechemiah Amsuni, he had a thesis, that whenever it said the word Es in the Torah, it comes to include something. However, he got to the pasuk of Es Hashem Elokecha Tira, and he said, "What do you mean? What can I include Es Hashem Elokecha Tira? What can I include? God? He's God. What am I going to add to God?" And Rav Nechemiah, one version is Rav Shimon Amsuni, a different version is Rav Nechemiah Amsuni. He took this idea of that every time it says S in the Torah, and he decided he was going to rip it up. It's off. Right? If I had a big thesis, or someone else, but I'm talking about me, and I found all the S's in the Torah, and I made up all the drushes, and I found one that was a little off, okay, maybe I should show it, maybe I shouldn't. They tell a great story of Rav Chaim Soloveitchik. When he was coming to become the Rosh Yeshiva of Volozhin, he came in, and he showed everyone his pilpul, and how he knew everything, and he brought Rambams, and made everyone was blown away, and they couldn't believe it, and they were going to make him the Rosh Hashiva on the spot. The next day he got up and he said, "I found a Rambam against everything I said. Everything I said, rip it up." And when they saw that, they said, "You will definitely be the Rosh Hashiva." So Rav Nechemiah Amsuni, so came along Rabbi Akiva and said, "Oh, Es Hashem Elokecha Tira. You know what S is? It's coming to be marbe, coming to include. Tell me the chachamim." How did Rabbi Akiva know that? Why didn't Rav Nechemiah Amsuni know that? Says Rav Huttner, because Rabbi Akiva saw his Rebbe, Rav Nechemiah Amsuni, and he said, "Wow, if I have a Rebbe like this, Es Hashem Elokecha Tira is coming to be marbe. Tell me the chachamim is coming to include. Tell me the chachamim." Beautiful idea. But comes along the Nefesh HaChaim, and the Nefesh HaChaim tells us that we know. The Nefesh HaChaim says, we know the Gemara tells us in Yuma, Daf Chav Ches, Avram Avinu is Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula. How do I know it? This week's Parsha. Ekev Asher Shama Avraham Bekoli, V'yishmor Et Mishmar Si, Chukosai V'sorosai. This week's Parsha, Parachavah Pasuk Hei. The Gemara tells us in Yuma that Avraham Avinu is Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula. And we'll talk about it in the future. Not right now, so much to talk about, but how can Yaakov's Isser, we've spoken about this before, such a beautiful idea. But says the great Nefesh HaChaim, that the Avos were on a level of Eina Mitzvah V'Yosef. They didn't have the Torah yet. The Rambam writes in Perish Mishnayis and Kuf in Chulin, that the Mishnah says in Chulin, Mi Sinai Nesar. Only in Har Sinai did we get the Torah. So how do we have the mitzvos? Also a very interesting discussion. But when the Avos did the mitzvos, they were on a level of not being commanded because they didn't get the Torah yet. So says the great Brisker Rav, Rivka said, Lama zeh anochi, why? Hashem, why are you doing this to me? I don't even have a mitzvah, Purim Revu. I want to go and take this idea of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and bring it to the whole world and continue the legacy. And now I don't know. Every time I pass Avodah Zarah, the baby kicks out. I'm so nervous that it's just going to go to the way my father was, not the way my father-in-law is. Lama zeh anochi. It's very interesting that the Gemara says that Avraham Avinu is Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula, even Erev Tavshilin. Why Erev Tavshilin? So again, we all know, the Gemara in Beitza tells us that Erev Tavshilin is, it allows us the ability to cook, even though you're allowed to cook on Yontif for the week, but let's say you have Yontif going into Shabbos. You make a bracha of Erev Tavshilin, a lot of times people forget it, and you make an Erev, and you're able to cook for Shabbos, even though you're not supposed to prepare for Shabbos, you're allowed. Why was that the mitzvah? Why was that the mitzvah? So two ideas. Meshech Chochmah says this was the mitzvah of Avram because he represented chesed. And when you could cook for others, that's chesed. Another idea. You know why? Because Erev Tavshilin creates a continuity going from a Yontif to a Shabbos, creating, passing it down, giving it over more and more. And perhaps this, we asked the question, why did Yitzchak, very, not so much about him in the Torah, very vague, why? So we know Yitzchak's whole midah was gvura, was strength. And Yitzchak went through that Kedas Yitzchak. And we spoke, what was his test? Was it his test? Was it Avram's test? But Yitzchak didn't have so many incidents. Yitzchak, Midrashim say that he was gvura, and he was midas hadin, and he wasn't like Avraham going out and speaking to the masses. Maybe himself, he never left Eretz Yisroel. But Yitzchak had one goal. His goal was to continue his father's legacy, finding the Ribbono Shel Olam, learning the Torah. And sometimes people want to go out and they become inventors and they're like, oh, I want to be an inventor also. But Yitzchak's midah of gvura was to channel from his father and his mother and not change it, not make any changes. And that's why all the Torah tells us is about the Be'eros. Says the Ramban, why the wells? What's the wells trying to say? So the Ramban says that each well represents, the first well is the first Beis HaMikdash. The second well, which is Lashon Sitna, because the Gemara tells us in Yuman Daf Tes that there was fighting amongst Klal Yisroel, that is the second Be'er. But the third Be'er, says the Ramban, beautiful, Kli Yakar brings this down and it expands on it, how this is true. But the Ramban says the third Be'er, Rechovot, is the idea of third Beis HaMikdash. Yitzchak was showing us, I don't need so much, I don't need to be so involved, but my idea is to channel the Gvura, to channel it to the next generation. That's what Yitzchak represents. Now, Rivka Vayidratzu Bekirba, she was nervous, and that's the pasuk Lamazeh Anochi. And she went to be Dorish at Hashem. She went to Dorish Tavik Ha'am, and she went to be Dorish Hashem. And we know that she had a Yaakov and a Nesav. And what is the difference between a Yaakov and an Esav? So the Torah tells us that an Esav represents the idea of being red. The Esav Edmoni, says Rashi Simon, she is Shofech Domin. He had a lot of energy. Then Rashi says, why is his name Esav? Because he was Shayanase V'Nigmar. He was made full and completed. In respect to his physical traits, he had hair. He was like a one-year-old. But Esav represented the idea that I am done.
I come to this world. I'm in this world only for this world. And Yaakov is not that way. Yaakov, Rashi brings down, Simin, She'ein Zeh Masmik Ligmo, that I am never going to finish. I am always going to keep on going. Yaakov is the idea of future-oriented. I have a goal, and my goal is to take my father, and then who took from his father, Avraham, and to always look to the future, that I'm going to be happy with what I do, and I'm going to accomplish, and I'm going to do what I can, but I'm always going to look to the future. The Torah tells us, beautiful, it says, Vayahav Yitzchak et Esav. It says in past tense that Yitzchak loved Esav. Ki sayid befiv. The Rivka oheves, as Yaakov. Rivka loves, but in future. Rivka oheves. Yitzchak loved in past. Why is that? Because it's like what we're saying. Esav represents the idea of I am what I do is what I am. I don't look to the future. I accomplish what I could do now. Yaakov, Rivka loved Yaakov because he was for the future. He was about Klal Yisrael. And this is seen right away, right in the stories of the Bechor. Esau says, give me the food. And Yaakov says, sell me the Bechor. And Esau says, I'm going to die. I don't want the Bechor. Because Esau is in the moment, in the present. And Yaakov is looking to the future. To realize that we have to be goal-oriented. Yaakov is a person that obviously is an ishtam yoshev o'alim. He's a doer, he sits. And he's working on himself. And he might not see the produce right away. But he's working little by little by little to get to that greatness. And Esav is all about the present. This next story, so many stories in this parsha, that Esav, Yaakov, is told by his mother Rivka that you have to get the brachas that your father is going to give you. And he goes, and he's nervous. And he goes, and he puts on the hair. We all know the story. It's very interesting. Ibn Ezra brings down from the Medrash that when Yaakov was coming back, getting the brachas, he went behind the door and then Esav came in. Literally 1 second was the difference in Jewish history. If Esav saw Yaakov, he would have killed him on the spot. 1 second. He hid behind the door and then Esav came in and said, what's going on? A big scream, and then Yaakov got out. But what did Yitzchak, his father, said, I'm going to give you the brachas, but go get me food. What was this showing us? That I could give a bracha with food. I could channel. What's a bracha? A bracha is, that it was spoken about before, brecha, that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is the source. When a person gives a bracha to someone, when we give a bracha to our children on Friday night, we speak to the Ribbono Shel, we should think about what we're doing. We're like the pipeline of reaching out to Hashem to help our child. So Yitzchak was trying to go and help his children, and he said, go bring me food. So the Shem Yishmul says, why food? Because food is besimcha, to show that Esav represents food, is that I'm here, give me my lentil soup, I'm here to die, I'm here for this world, not for anything else. And Yitzchak's showing, no, you could take food, you could take guf, you could take food, and you could fuse in Kedusha into it. Mishneh Berurah brings down from the Shlach HaKadosh that we have the opportunity that every meal we eat, we could make it into a Sudas Mitzvah if we channel it for the Ribbono Shel Olam. Amazing. If we channel it to Hashem, we could turn our meals into Sudas Mitzvahs. Not just the Siyum, a Sudas Mitzvah. Right? Anyway, we have a Siyum coming up. Erevin Daf Yomi, shout out to my dad. Right? Erevin and my father. I'm also going to do it. Right? All the Daf Yomi people keep on going. Ah! See, but you can make another Siyum, a Berachas HaMitzvah, Siyum. How? By bringing Kedusha, having Kavanah in your Brachas. That also makes it a Sudas Mitzvah. Unbelievable. And that's what Yitzchak was trying to show. That I'll give you the Bracha, bring me food. And Esav didn't get it. Esav just didn't get it. He thought that he's just in this world for this world. And this is the difference between an Esav and a Yaakov. A Yaakov comes into this world knowing that we have challenges, but using the challenges to build ourselves. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky writes in Emes LeYaakov, right? Emes LeYaakov, this week's Parsha. Everyone asks, what do you mean? Yaakov, it's so strange. He's taking all these things. It doesn't look like Emes. Yaakov's whole Midah is Emes. It doesn't work. It doesn't coexist. Says Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky in Emes LeYaakov. He says, no. Just like Avraham, his whole essence was Chesed. And when he had to go and told about the Kedah Sizak, he had to go against his Midah for Hashem. So too over here, says Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you, Yaakov, is MS? Now I'm going to give you a test to see, but it's for me, the Ribono Shel. Why did Yaakov have to get out by Yidratzu Habonim Bikirba? He was learning with Hashem. And what is this Malach doing? So Hashem wants us to give us this beauty, the Torah, to build ourselves with the Torah. And that's why he wants us to learn with the Malach, to bring the Kedusha. We start off even when we're not even, when before we're even in this, we're learning Torah with Hashem to show us that Kedusha of the Torah, right? Shout out to Uncle G. I mean, Emo once, I remember that Hashem wants the Pintala Yid. He wants us to realize how connected we are to the Torah. But Hashem says, I'm going to bring you out into the world. So Yaakov didn't want to be near an Esav, although he was learning with the Malach, he was near an Esav. And to learn with near an Esav, you got to put yourself in the right environment. So Yaakov needed to get out. Why does Hashem need to do this? Why? Because he put us in this world for growth, for Yaakov, that I'm in this world for future. There's going to be struggles. But I'm in this world for the future. And Esav is all about this world. So Rivka said, Lamaza Anochi, why Hashem, why are you doing this to me? I want to just go and spread Judaism, spread the Ribono Shel. And she went to Lidrosh at Hashem. And she had an Esav and a Yaakov. But her prized possession was the Yaakov. Because Yaakov represented taking what she believed in, what her husband Yitzchak believed in. Yitzchak, again, not so much written about him in the Torah, because he was there to just take Gvura, to take the idea of his father Avraham and channel it. You don't need to come up with anything new. Just keep it going. Keep the Masorah going. And that's the difference between a Yaakov and an Esav. And when we're faced with difficulty, we realize that we're in this world for the next world. We're in this world to build that relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we'll have an amazing this world also. That's the beauty of it. And that was the bracha that Yitzchak gave Yaakov. That you're future-oriented for Olam Haba, for the next world, for that relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for the Mashiach. But if you realize that's your goal, even in this world, it's going to be amazing. So Be'ezus Hashem, we should just keep on becoming people, B'nei Yaakov. And we're going to learn a lot about the next couple of parshas, about Yaakov's struggles and how he became the great Yaakov. But we have to realize that we always have this constant fight. We have to realize that what we're doing now, we have to look and be proud of ourselves, how much we're accomplishing. And obviously we have to realize where we're going, the future, and how great our future is going to be. Everyone should have an amazing, amazing Shabbos.